Greetings in Jesus' name on this seventh day of March, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently 42 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under rainy, foggy conditions. It seems as though we're raining all the time here, cloudy all the time here in Maine. But God knows what we need, and we're trusting Him every step of the journey. What a wonderful service we had on last night. The Lord blessed us in a great way as I preached out of 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and chapter 16 on the glory of God and the manifest presence of the Lord, and how David wrote in the Psalms that we are to glory in His name and we are to talk of all His wondrous works. And it was a wonderful time in the Lord, altars filled, attendance full, a youth choir singing, over 20 in the youth choir singing to the glory of God. And just a magnificent time of a meeting together and giving God the glory. Today we've been busy here in my office studying, seeking the Lord, headed down to teach the Bible class at the 9 o'clock hour. And then a part of all that God is doing in and through the day, ministering to people and loving people and counseling people and soul winning, touching people's lives. And speaking of soul winning, we were able to take a track count last night. And we've started doing that weekly of how many tracts we've handed out and how many lives we've impacted. And there was almost 500 witnesses and tracts that were added up last night that were able to share the glorious gospel of Christ. How exciting is that? And we're going to keep doing that. And we're going to keep impacting others with the gospel. And we're going to pray that the Lord would help us to influence others in a mighty way. In your Bibles today, I'd like for you to look with me in Mark chapter 11 and verse number 8, where the Bible says, "And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We're singing an Easter cantata in just a few weeks, and one of the songs in it is "Hosanna, Hosanna the King. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our..." Oh yeah. Oh, it's just absolutely astounding when you think about it. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. And we're singing, and we're shouting, and we're giving God the glory. Now this is Jesus coming into town. He's entering into Jerusalem and into the temple. And as he's coming on this colt, they're making preparations for his coming. And as they do that, they've got garments in the way, they've got branches and trees in the way. They've created kind of like a highway. And then when he enters, they're following him, and they're crying out, "Hosanna." They're giving him adoration. They're giving him praise. They're giving him the glory. And they're saying with a loud voice, no doubt, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Now, I want to ask us today, are we making preparations like that in our worship services? That's what they did here on this occasion. But are we doing things like this? Are we prepared? Are we, again, making preparations to such an extent that welcoming the Lord Jesus Christ into our services? I didn't say we're putting our clothes out in the aisle and we're putting palm branches or branches of some sorts of waving them around. Are we prepared to welcome the manifest presence of the Lord among us? They were on this occasion. And by the good grace of God, I would pray that we would on the occasions that God affords us in our local churches, that we might welcome the Lord with praise and adoration and hosannas as we sing out and ring out to the glory of God the wonderful blessing of Christ among us. As we sing about Him and preach about Him and share about Him, may the Lord continue to help us to be prepared and ready for the Lord Jesus Christ as He moves among us. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.